Hi, this is Michael Palermo, and this series is all about developing Windows Store apps in half the time. And guess what we're going to talk about today? CSS3 animations. Let's see how easy it is to use these in your project. So I'm in a new project in Visual Studio, navigation type, and I've replaced just the contents in here in the home.html page, div with an ID of DevRadio, and in the CSS that's associated, I have styled it to be a position relative and a width of 200 px. It is not a very exciting project to look at this time. I am going to add a keyframes with the name animate dev radio. And when I do this, I can start at a zero position, and I'm going to, through the power of fast typing, bring in the starting position of this animation, which is basically saying start with these values, which means that if I were to paste it again and make this 100%, now what I'm saying is end with the other values. Thus, we would get some animation. So I could say that the top would be 200 px and let's say the left coordinate would be 375 px. And I can change the color to, let's say, a red. And let's increase the font size. And I'm also going to do something fun with that particular text shadow. I'll bring in a complex text shadow right here, and I'm going to rotate it 360 degrees. So from the beginning to the end, that's what's going to happen. For me to make sure that this is applied, I have to say that the animation is animate dev radio, indicate how long it will be. I'll say for 3 seconds, and then would I like it to last a while? I'll say sure, let's make this infinite. And let's see what happens when we run this. There we get that nice animation that's spinning on the screen, taking something that would have been just blah text and rotating it and giving it some pizzazz. And of course, all done through CSS3 animations. So putting animations in your Windows Store app is a piece of cake. All you have to do is go modify the CSS, create your keyframe, name it, and make sure and use that named keyframe in your animation for that target element. You're going to have some amazing looking animations, but with power comes responsibility. Use them wisely. Stay tuned for the next episode when we introduce some other cool features for your Windows Store apps.